What can I ask you about just what makes this defense tick in your mind? Why you turned into a number one ranked shooter?
I just think it's just the personalities that we have on defense. At every position, we have, you know, big-time personalities, big-time spirit decor on our team. Everybody spends a lot of time together. They work with each other every day, and I think that's been a huge catalyst with our success.
You also put into a lot of one-on-one mismatches and things like that because of weight, skills, but it seems like you all are able to take advantage of those one-on-one opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a mismatch when you got two of the best corners in the game, so it's not many mismatches they come across. And
the other way.
I mean, I guess so, but those guys, Chris Harris and the whole No Fly Zone, they match up well with any receiving corps. So, you know, when it comes to matching up, we match up well secondary wise. I think Coach Phillips in his role, I think it's we're in the Super Bowl. We had the number one defense. I think it's been legendary, and I for everything that we put on paper. You know, it's times two. You know, off the field, he's a great guy, great coach. He really knows how to relate to every last one of his players. I mean, if it was a secret, I mean, why would I tell everybody that? I mean, it's not a secret. The secret is what everybody sees. You know, you got to stop Cam. You know, you got to prevent Cam from running for 200 yards, and you got to prevent Ted Ginn from having 150 yards receiving. You know, if we could do that, we'd be all right. Jay Stu, he really doesn't need, you know, guys to open it up, but the attention that they have on Cam is working well. You know, Jay Stu's one of the better quarterbacks, the better running backs in the National Football League, and you mix that in with one of the best quarterbacks and Teddy and Greg Olsen, it's no surprise why they're here in the Super Bowl. I mean, it means a lot, but I'm standing in the moment right now. I would be crazy to still be, you know, dwelling off of 2 years ago. You know, I'm here in the moment. I love the opportunity that I have in front of me right now, and I'm going to break my back trying to take advantage of it. I mean, it's just one of the main problems with Cam, obviously, is his size, power, you know, quickness, speed. And usually when you have a quarterback that has all that, you know, they fall off in other areas, like passing or accuracy. But Cam, he's got an A-plus on all of that stuff. And you mix that with his ability to make guys play at another level, you know, it's outstanding. You know, he's had a great year, and to stop all that stuff, we just got to play our type of defense. We got the number one defense, and we're number one for a reason. We just got to be number one on Sunday, and it should be enough for us. I mean, for us, we just put Brock Osweiler in there. You know, he's about the same size. You know, but that's just about it. Brock and Cam Newton are two totally different players. Brock has his own unique set of skills that makes him great, and that's the same with Cam. But, you know, that's our scout team quarterback, and it's he's done a great job at it. I mean, I'm hoping on it. You know, if we have a great game, I'm hoping on it, but it's not really about the quarterback hits. We just want to get the win. We just want to get the dub. We got to have an outstanding game by me and DeMarcus and everybody on defense to get that dub. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit more, but yeah, I feel like I've been here before. You know, it's not really nerve wracking. I'm excited for the game. I'm excited for opportunity. I got a chance to play in a Super Bowl. You know, I've played in a Super Bowl so many times on Madden. And now it's finally here, so I want to take advantage of the opportunity.
Kind of hard that hurry up and wait type game?
No, it's not. I feel like every game should be like this. You know, we got all right, the NFL is a beautiful, you know, sport. It's a beautiful place. You know, it's a lot of great things happening. I feel like every game should have this type of, you know, build up to it.
Of course, you guys might be as much as a touchdown underdog.
I mean, if I was betting on the game, I would take that into consideration, but for me, I really don't pay attention to all that stuff. It's been, you know, all of the point spreads and all that stuff, it's been like that throughout the season. And, you know, this is no different. And we want it to be no different because it's the same type of style we've playing all year.
I know it's all about the dub, not about you getting the quarterback. But do you got anything special planned for dance-wise when you get there?
I mean, if it turns into a dance, you know, fest out there, then.
Between you and Cam?
If it turns into a dance contest between me and Cam, then I'm doing my job. I'm doing something great, and, you know, if I'm doing a lot of dancing, then the odds are in our favors, yeah.
How about what you got working right now? Is that the black kind of ninja outfit underneath?
Oh, no, I just got the off-white hoodie, right. You know, and the black swag. I got, you know, I couldn't go outside of it, just got the hoodie on.
All right.
All righty. My favorite memory at the Super Bowl, I was with my cousin, and he played football too. We played the same exact position. And my mom and my dad, they had went to a friend's house to watch Super Bowl. I had to be like 13. And my cousin, he was like 15. And it was all the boys, we just stayed at home. And we watched the whole Super Bowl. That was my first time watching like the whole Super Bowl and like all the commercials. We ordered a pizza and all that stuff, and we really had Super Bowl Sunday without our parents. It was just me and my cousin, and I just thought that was great. It was, I had to say it was, Buccaneers versus the Oakland Raiders. Yeah.